The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Dominic Berger, Chairman, and Neil Smith, CEO of Lifesavers, LIFS ticker. Guys, thanks for joining me.
Thanks, Justin, and pleasure to be here.
Yeah, very exciting day listing on AIM. And before we get into a bit of detail about the products and where you're selling, how well they're doing, first of all, give us a summary. What is it all about, LifeSafe, please?
Yeah, sure. Thanks, Justin. It's a great day for us and a culmination of a lot of hard work. But essentially, LifeSafe is a technology company, and we have invented a fluid that puts out multiple types of fire, a fluid that is both eco-friendly and incredibly effective at putting out multiple types of fire. And it's incredibly novel, Justin. The industry itself, the fire extinguishing industry, hasn't really changed in 50 years. And traditional fire extinguishers use a technology we call suppressants, which is removing the oxygen from a fire. And we've got a completely new approach to putting out fires, and we call it a super coolant. So our unique fluid, which has just been granted its patent, which we're very excited about, obviously, is a super coolant. It attacks the fire, cools it down really, really, very quickly, and then prevents reignition. And it's a real game changer in an industry that hasn't changed in 50 years. And this fluid now is being put into a little product, a little aerosol, a plastic aerosol, which is really aimed at the domestic market, the consumer domestic market, the home. And you know, only 19% of homes in the UK have a fire extinguisher, which I find an unbelievable statistic. You know, it's an opportunity. It's a huge market for us to run at. And we believe simply, Justin, that every home should have one of our stay-safe, five-in-one, life-safe fire extinguishers.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, and I'm on the website here, and there's a range of products there. So what's the core product? I mean, and how many are there of different products there?
Yeah, hi there, Justin. It's Neil here. Mm-hmm. So, in terms of our range of products, you'll see on the website we have the stay-safe, five-in-one, which, as Dom says, features our unique fluid. And it's a product that will extinguish five different types of fire. We have the exclusive use of the aerosol and the technology within the fire extinguishing market globally. You'll see that how effective that product is at putting out fires. We also have a pan-safe, pan-fire extinguisher. So as Dom says, there's only 19% of homes in the UK have a fire extinguisher, and yet there are 75,000 house fires every year in the UK, and almost 60% of those fires start in the kitchen. So our pan-safe, pan-fire extinguisher is very, very effective indeed at putting out pan fires. Mm. And then you'll also see we have a range of smoke, heat and carbon monoxide detectors, again under our Stay Safe brand, and we've created bundles that appeal for example, a kitchen pack, a home pack, a motorist pack, even a pack for boaters.
Yeah. And so you say that, on the website, you see all the products there, and you say they're aimed at the domestic market. So where, apart from your website, are you selling these products?
Yeah, we're a multi-channel business. So we're selling from a consumer perspective in terms of digital. We launched in August of last year on Amazon Prime, and within that same month, the Stay Safe 5-in-1 was the best-selling fire extinguisher on Amazon Prime. It still is today. So we have a very, very strong relationship with Amazon, and also the LifeSafe website as well we sell through, and that's both in the UK, Europe, and from February of this year, we launched the 5-in-1 in the North American market as well. From a wholesale perspective, we have a wholesale division. We supply Screwfix. So you'll see in our Screwfix stores our extinguishers. And you'll also see on Screwfix.com our smoke, heat and carbon monoxide alarms. We supply into UK housing associations. And we also supply into home insurance companies as well. And our third channel is industrial. And this is the bulk supply of our fluid, and particularly some of our exciting new fluid derivations, into the industrial markets.
Yeah. And say demand is strong there, and all importantly, most importantly, I suppose, how's feedback been from sales you've had so far?
Yeah, sales continue to grow, Justin. In fact, we, as I said earlier, we launched in North America in February, and our weekly sales in North America are now outstripping already our weekly sales in the UK. So very, very pleased indeed in terms of that performance. And in terms of service, very, very pleased to have an excellent rating on Trustpilot. And just recently, an independent review on Amazon actually found the Stay Safe 5-in-1 to be the best of the best fire extinguishers.
Excellent stuff. Okay, and take us through how much you're raising and what you intend to do with the money.
Thanks, Justin. Yeah, so it's Dominic here again. So we're raising $3 million on the IPO, which is all good. Predominantly over 50%, $1.6 million is going into marketing. What's very key about our approach to the economics of this business is advertising spend online. And for every pound we spend online, we're generating on average £3.40 in revenue. And this is obviously based on advertising on social media platforms like TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, and Amazon itself. It's backed up by some real scientific algorithms, so we're able to move and change the advertising and follow the money very quickly. And it's been very effective because we're a high-margin business. We're punching over 55% margins on these products, and therefore that $1.6 million is going to be focused on advertising this product globally, North America and the UK, to really drive that revenue high. And so that's predominantly the rest of it will be into research and development. We have some incredible fluid derivations. I mean, we face more frequently today, you know, different types of fires from new technologies, including, you know, lithium ion. And so we've got some fantastic derivations that we're developing in our R&D team for release next year to tackle those more difficult fires that are coming at us. And just general overhead there as well, Justin, as well as the cost of the IPO as well.
Yeah. Okay, guys, on the front page of Voxer, there are 10 companies that are most followed. That changes all the time as people hit those follow buttons and add companies to their watch list. So to get on that list, if you could, give us three quick reasons why someone should hit that follow button and add LifeSafe to their watch list, please.
Yeah, hi, Justin, it's Neil again. Yeah, three reasons. Firstly, market disruption. We've got a product in a very traditional market that is a super coolant. Simple, easy to use, huge appeal. Secondly, innovation. As Dom says, there are increasingly different numbers of fires, particularly lithium ion battery fires in electric vehicles. Our new fluid derivations will address that. And quite simply, the third reason, every home should have a Stay Safe 5-in-1.
Excellent stuff, guys. Good to chat to you, and hopefully we catch up in the not too distant future. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Justin.
Thank you, Justin.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.